This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, yeah. It's a beautiful day in Northeast PA, my friends. Gorgeous out there. You could just sit outside and enjoy if you have today off. Some people work those four-day work weeks. But kids, I have some concerns. I have a lot of concerns after talking to friends and then hearing the 2024 commercials coming our way already for next election season. We can't even get through this one without even being bombarded by 2024. What seems to me, I don't know. I don't want to out and outright say lies, Jake. You know, I mean, that's a harsh word to say that people are lying to you. But when your eyes see one thing and you're hearing another, you're like, what's up here? Did I not hear a commercial that ran somewhere along the line that said all these jobs were created? And we already know that many of those jobs were just brought back after COVID, right? The other thing is, why am I hearing from friends who worked at established businesses and they had regular hours, many of them getting overtime, that those hours have been cut back? I mean, we're talking factories and industrial places where they were thriving for a while, where people were getting tons of overtime. And now the overtime's been cut at some of those places. Some have even cut them below a 40-hour work week. And of course, you're cut below your 40 hours or what is considered full time, then you can go to the unemployment system and get part of that made up. And you did pay into it to a certain extent. So, okay. But still, these people want to work. They want their hours. And they enjoyed that time. You can't count on overtime. I get it. It's not established income. And I do hear that there are some places hiring. That's good. But what about, like, I'm talking companies that I don't think have had layoffs or cutbacks in years. And we're also hearing of trucking jobs on the same token. So when I'm hearing that somebody created jobs, that there are more jobs out there, I have to wonder. I have so many concerns about what's going on in today's world and what's being fed to people through 1-minute blurbs. Mostly where I'm seeing them is the streaming services, of course. And a lot of you told me you were sick of seeing them already. And yes, I am when I'm out there doing my research and you have to pull something up. You want to listen to something. You have to sit through this 30-second propaganda BS before you can get to what you want to see. And you're like, why was it placed there? To me, in some, they're kind of only making the people who were looking for the other information upset because they know and they can see that they are lies. But do you think that if it's repeated over and over again over a 2-year period, perhaps, or a little over, a little over a year worth of time that it will be believed, because if you keep hearing it over and over again, it must be true. I just don't understand. And I also don't understand in today's world why there may be neighbors hurting neighbors. People, I mean, this is besides the news where you hear places get robbed. I think I heard that Heron Lumber in Tunkhannock was robbed overnight. And we don't know who's responsible for that. They're looking for the people, as far as I have heard so far. Robbery is not something you hear about all that often out of Wyoming County. I'm sure it happens here and there. And it could have been somebody from outside the area. Now that, you know, transportation is so much better, it could be possible that somebody was watching the place from outside the area and knew when they could get in, how they could get in. That happens. But I'm talking neighbor hurting neighbor when it comes to things like rent. I don't understand why places can see their storefronts empty month after month, year after year, because they think that the square footage is worth $22 a square foot. Yet the place, I know, tax write-off, possibly. It makes it hard for small businesses. When a small business goes in to look at a place and they try to calculate in their head how much they have to pay in rent, how much they have to sell, how much business they have to do to justify that. In the first few years, it could be very difficult. And then I see a Facebook post, this out of Montrose, with a big explanation as to why the Montrose Theater is shutting down. And they've done a very great job, but if you read the Facebook post, and you have to go to Historic Montrose Theater, it is so long, I don't think I need to read it, the whole thing. But when you read the whole post, you wonder why people work against each other and not with each other to make something work. It was nice to have in that area where you'd either have to drive to Binghamton, possibly Scranton, or, and of course, people from Montrose could go to Tunkhannock. Tunkhannock's beautiful theater, the Dietrich Theater. But you worry where else this can happen and to what other businesses it could happen. And it's a long, kind of drawn-out story about how when the owners of the building work against the tenants of the building, and they're trying to run a business and do something for the community, too. You don't want to always drive your kids half hour, 45 minutes away or an hour to go catch a movie. Sometimes you don't want to do it yourself, and you work all the hard hours that you work. You don't want to do that. So it's nice to have things like this in these smaller towns. And at that, it's something to a town can take pride in and be glad that they have, wherever it may be. I mean, what is in your town, can you think right now, that makes your town, that makes it special, that sets it apart? I'd love to hear about these small businesses, but what I hate to hear is that some people don't even know some of these small businesses exist in their own backyard. Small businesses are important. They help add character to your area. They bring people in to spend money, and the money gets put back in to your community. Small businesses mean that people are employed, that people are trying, striving, surviving. And I think that we all have to do our best to help those businesses, then we shouldn't just overlook them and do our, as we are, what is today, Jake, the 27th, right?
Correct.
That puts us how far away from Thanksgiving and Black Friday?
Not even a month.
We're just about a month, right?
Yeah, like 23rd, 24th.
So it's coming up. So when you're thinking about doing your shopping and so I'm just doing it online, why? What are you finding so unique and so special online? Now, I'm not into the holiday gift giving stuff where, Jake, what do you want for Christmas?
Mike Tomlin get fired.
Okay, well, I wish I could help you there. See, I can't make that happen. But if I go to a store and I see maybe a Lynyrd Skynyrd mug like I did last year, right? I don't know what I gave that to you for. I know it wasn't. I'm really bad at doing the gift thing to begin with.
It was awesome, though.
You know, but if, and I see that and I think, oh, Jake will like this, I grab it and I give it to Jake as a gift. Those gifts mean a lot more to me than me trying to get Mike Tomlin fired. I mean, I'll make a couple phone calls, Jake, but I don't know if they're going to care that what Nikki Stone thinks, who doesn't even follow Steelers football. And, you know, they don't even care what Jake
exactly
thinks, who hosts Jake Take on the internet. You know, what is he looking for? Does Steve want to come in here and join me for a radio program?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
I saw him poke his head up. Hi, come on in. Come in. You can join the show. But I find such unique and wonderful gifts. Was there something I could help you with?
No, I'm just here to measure.
You're here to, he's measuring. You could always interrupt my radio show.
I'm just trying to make things fancy in here, Nikki.
Oh, fancy. Thank you. But I like when I go into places and I find interesting, different things that remind me of people. As often as I can, when I have a few extra dollars might be in today's economy in my pocket, if I see something, I'll pick it up and I'll be like, ooh, I'll give it that to somebody. That's why I like going into our local stores. And I just really worry that when you look at all the empty businesses, and we talked about this when we talked about Nanny Coke yesterday, empty, why can't we bring more businesses in? But a lot of times when you call and you ask about what is the rent for these buildings, you're like, whoa. Even as somebody who makes shirts and sells them, people are like, why don't you open a store? Well, first of all, nobody's going to buy my shirts every day of the week. So I think I need more to put in the store. But how many would I have to sell to pay some of these rents in some of the small places? And some of these places, the buildings aren't in that great of condition. You know, like, but if they were filled and being used and they had character, money could be made to help fix the place up and make it look nicer. So let's hear about the businesses in your town today. Let's also open up conversation about other things that are going on in the world. We'll take a glance at news maybe that we didn't cover earlier in the week that's out there coming up. And you can take part in the show, 570-883-0098. 570-883-0098. This is the Nikki Stone Show, brought to you in part by the good folks at Campus Jewelers. Speaking of great small businesses that give our area character, I love Campus Jewelers in Luzerne. If you're in financial trouble and need help making ends meet, you need Campus Jewelers. They've been in business for 30 years and they are here for you. Visit campusjewelers.com today to deal with Burger King, if that would be the only fast food chain in town. If any other fast food chain gets approved to open business in Nanticoke, Burger King will be out within a year. Because, well, who wants to put another? I don't need more fast food restaurants anywhere. Right down the road, you used to have Arthur Treacher's, remember? Ugh. Did anybody like Arthur Treacher's? Jake, did you eat there?
That was...
Oh my gosh, that's a flashback.
Decades ago.
But you know what's funny? Nobody ever brings that up either. Like, I've never ever once heard somebody say, I miss Arthur Treacher's. Ever. I don't even know how they
Earth are creatures.
Why they were in business for a day, let alone as long as they were. But you had that right there. But I don't think fast food is an answer at all in any means. Although, yeah, maybe a Dunkin', but there's a lot of good local coffee shops. I think there's at least two coffee shops in Nanticoke. And that Grateful Roast, mm-hmm. their coffee is yeah. good. They have one in Clark Summit as well. I don't stop often enough. But so you have those coffee shops too, although I know it's quicker when you get to go through a drive-through. I get that to a certain extent. I do. 570-883-0098 is the number to check in. Somebody else texted, Nikki, Nanticoke is what happens when mayors, councilmen, school board directors, and the like only hire their nieces, nephews, friends, and in-laws for all the high-paying jobs in town. Got to keep that money in the family, you know what I mean? I don't know if you need to show me examples of that it's happening there. I know in some cases it may be, but not necessarily all. We'll be back right after this. WILK AM 103.1 FM, The Nikki Stone Show. Amazing voice. It's just unbelievable. And I know we all know him from God Bless the USA. And I believe that Bob plays that a lot on the Bob Cordero Show. So I thought, today being Lee Greenwood's birthday, what else did he do? Do I remember? And I forgot all about this song, Jake. It is so good. I owe you from
Lee. Classic.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled BABBEL.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Lee Greenwood, born on this day in 1942. He really is. Was that more known to country music fans than it would be to mainstream fans? Like, everybody knows God Bless the USA, I would think. But he also had that backdoor country career beyond that. Just an awesome voice. 570-883-0098 is the number to check in. And we're talking about Arthur Treacher's before. I almost forgot about Arthur Treacher's. I'm thinking, what other fast food restaurants would you actually want to see in Nanticoke? I mean, do we need more fast food restaurants? I like the locally owned restaurants, although there have been a few that have gone where, and I keep going back, wasn't it called Tommy Boy's not long ago?
Yeah, it was.
And now, have two places been in there since?
Yeah, it was
Greco's for a little bit, but now it's called Salt and Pepper.
Now it's called Salt and Pepper.
Do we know who has that?
I'm not exactly
sure. That's a beautiful location
it
right
is.
There.
Yeah.
It really is. It's a nice location. So you think that somebody could make a go of it there. My parents ran a restaurant there in Nanticoke for about 10 years. We got robbed twice and then sold. And I loved it there, though. I met some of the best people, made some really great friends. Love that town, and I do really have a heart for that town. And there's still some other good restaurants in that area, too. But we have, you know, Northeast PA is made up not just of Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, but fantastic little towns everywhere. And each town has something to offer. Many of your towns have great restaurants. Would love to hear about them as well. As we talk about, you know, supporting each other in today's world, we wonder what is going on as we look at things. It's kind of mind-boggling to a certain extent when you hear, on one hand, created millions of jobs, and then you see in a lot of cases where, yeah, people have been working at places for year upon year upon year, and they were getting overtime, and that overtime has been taken away. Every day this week, I think I've heard of at least one place where the hours were changed up, cut, overtime out, and it really confuses me. And I'd like an explanation for some of this. Somebody texted in and said, yeah, I have a friend that works at a grocery store, and their hours were cut back. Did people all of a sudden stop eating? How does that work? I don't know. I have a few people. One said, Jake, I miss Arthur Treacher's, but like Long John Silver's better. And I, you know, I'm trying to think, did I ever eat at Arthur Treacher's ever? I don't think I had. Somebody else said, that's Arthur Creatures. Yes, we got that. Yeah. And then somebody else, yes, I like Arthur Treacher's. He did a great job as the policeman in Disney's Mary Poppins. Oh, 570-883-0098. Salt and Pepper is owned by the same people. Okay. All right. Thank you for filling me in on that. I appreciate it. So they just changed the name. Is that what you're telling me? Thank you for filling me in. Bus Stop Restaurant, somebody texted in as well. And somebody said, that's the problem. It's too damn easy these days, especially with administration. Back to work. Lunchtime is over. Have a great day. Let me see if I missed a part of that conversation. Everything... Today, people don't work as hard as they used to, is what that person was trying to say. Either everybody wants the easy way out, and there's nothing easy. There's nothing easy, but most of the great stories I know of life, if you look at some of the people that have built businesses, I thought about this, yesterday, the people who own businesses, built businesses. If you look to Papa Gay in Tunkhannock, he was well into his 90s when he passed away and still going to that store every day, looking, greeting people, overseeing some things, and just being there. And what a beautiful life. You know, today everybody's like, I can't wait till I retire. Well, you can still enjoy life and work hard. It's possible. I think hard work does pay off eventually, right? I keep hoping that, Jake. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back. WILK AM 103.1 FM, The Nikki Stone Show. Oh, yeah, a little Jimi Hendrix for your Friday morning. The Jimi Hendrix Experience mini documentary has been shared. It's showing the guitarist's journey to making it to the U.S. That came out just Wednesday. The 10-minute mini documentary takes a look back at the early days of Jimi Hendrix's career and the long road he took towards international acclaim. It also comes ahead of a new live album of his historic live set at the Hollywood Bowl in 1967, which will be out later this year. Titled From the Monkees to the Hollywood Bowl, the documentary details the musician's brief post-Monterey pop tenure as the opening act for the Monkees in 1967 and his opening for the Mamas and the Papas at the Hollywood Bowl. So, interesting stuff that's out there online right now, a little mini documentary getting ready for the release of that set and all kinds of great stuff. And of course, The Wind Cries Mary is part of that. Can you imagine Hendrix opening for the Monkees, Jake? The Monkees of all bands. It's like Hendrix opening for the Backstreet Boys, isn't it? Sort of. I mean, the Monkees were good. We like them, Daydream Believer and stuff. More talented, I think, better band than the Backstreet Boys, don't get me wrong.
Oh, way more talented, but if you ask me.
If you put it into today's perspective, being that the Monkees were sort of, they weren't really a band that used to play in their garage and then made it big, right? They were pieced together for a TV show. Sort of like these boy bands of this century. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Did I explain that wrong? Really? No,
nah,
that's the truth.
I was just thinking what a talent Jimi Hendrix was in just such a short amount of time.
Oh, yeah. Too short of a life.
Way
definitely.
Too short of a time. The greatest guitarist in my mind there is. And you're not going to change my thoughts or my opinions on that.
I wasn't trying to, Jake.
Oh,
why
no,
you
no,
get so
I'm
defensive
not.
Without me
I
even...
I ain't getting defensive.
I didn't attack you this time. Lord.
No, I just marvel over the talent that he had and just listening, honestly, just listening to him play, listening to the guitar, listening to the emotion of it. I think that's what still makes him so awesome and so special, even 53 years later after he's gone. I mean, he still sounds fantastic.
Well, thanks, Jake. He does. You're right. Pentagon U.S. troops shot down a tech drone today. That is news that's just coming through, and I just figured I would pass it along. That continues, and I know that's upsetting the world as we kind of sit tight and wonder how it's all going to play out. We can talk about that if you want, and we could also talk about what's going on in our backyard, too. 570-883-0098. The text message came in that said, this is how it goes down in Nanny Coke, Jake. Grieco's just changed their name to Salt and Pepper, different menu still owned by the Friedman Group. Thanks for filling me in on that. I don't get out enough, as much as I would like to. That's for sure. Although there's not enough hours in a day. There are so many places in Northeast PA I want to step foot in, visit, shop again at, because we have great shops, and I don't have enough hours in a day. I apologize. Nikki, in the 1990s, the building next to the Burger King blew down from gas line work. Thanks for filling me in on that in the 1990s. Okay. Thank you. What else do we have? Millions of jobs. You know, that ad that we see over and over again, already getting ready for 2024. Millions of jobs were brought back after COVID. They weren't new jobs. It's the admin's play on words. It really is. But the thing is, people feed into this stuff. So jobs came back that were shut down because of COVID. They came back and somebody's taking credit for creating jobs. And then what I'm seeing and hearing from friends, either they themselves are losing hours, their spouses are losing hours, they are doing cutbacks and changes at so many businesses where they had been used to, number one, a 40-hour work week. A 40-hour work week and getting your benefits paid for. That's one thing. And how about the overtime pay where, you know, some people, I know you see people stomping around. I can't believe they're making us work overtime. I don't want to put in the overtime. But you know, overtime helps make a decent paycheck, gives you money to save, gives you, money to save, get the ability to do things that you want to do, put a little extra into your 401k as well. Overtime's not a horrible thing. Of course, I don't know what it would be like if you actually only worked a 40-hour work week. Because even when I'm in a 40-hour work week, I find other stuff to do all the time. So I guess I can't have a valid opinion on that at all. Over 60 employees laid off at the Mountaintop Gatorade plant, a.k.a. PepsiCo, and all OT cut. Unbelievable. 570-883-0098. We have Tony from Pittston. He wants to talk about music. Hello, Tony.
What's going on today, girl?
You know, it's Friday. I cannot wait to make it till Saturday.
So
I think I'm going to be at Horror Hall this weekend selling my shirts, by the way.
I'm not going to touch that line with a 10-foot pole, Nikki. I'm
like, I fit
alone.
In fine? Like, okay, we knew you had a face for radio, and you you also have a face for Horror
there.
Hall.
No.
Is that what you were going to say? So nice.
No, that is not what I meant to say. Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was going, never mind, just go. I mean,
yeah, where are you going?
Had nothing to do with your appearance at all. You're a knockout, and just remember that. Okay,
knockout.
Let's move on.
That might be the first time I've ever been called a knockout. Okay, thank you.
Well, hey, listen, there's only one of me. I'm the original, the only one. So take that for what that's worth, right?
Yeah, I got you.
We have the lead singer of The Doors. We have Jimi Hendrix. We have Janis Joplin. Let's just say hypothetically that they were alive 30 years in the 90s. What would they have been like if there were no drugs involved? And you just wonder what they would have been like.
I know, and you wonder, would they still go down in history like they have had they went on? Do you ever think that? Like,
well,
we
it's
tend
the same
to...
thing with yeah, there's a lot of people that you could say that to. But those three, I guess, what, there's the 27 Club
right.
and all that stuff. I just think possibly that's just a coincidence. But
right.
you just wonder if they would have been around. Because you have to figure the Who's around, the Rolling Stones around. And they were all around back then with those three. Yeah. But I think because they died, they're so iconic, you know?
Yeah.
And you just wonder what they would have been like.
I know. What would the music have evolved into? Because their music still, I can't say that there's a band you can absolutely 100% compare to The Doors. There's nobody who does Hendrix like Hendrix. And Janis Joplin was all in her own realm, her own
Listen,
being.
Here's what I will say about Janis. The 60s had Janis, and we have Taylor. Enough said.
Yeah, I know. We are not comparing, and I can't believe you put the two in the same sentence. Thank you
Can
very
you believe,
much.
Nikki, I think it was yesterday or today, Taylor Swift is worth $1.1 billion.
Yeah.
How is that possible? It's crazy,
speechless.
Isn't it?
It just leaves me speechless. It certainly is. And I was trying to, as I drove by the Garden Theater, the Garden Drive-In, the other night, I was trying to peek over to see all the little girls going crazy when the Taylor Swift movie was playing on that big screen, but I didn't see it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I didn't see anybody going crazy. It played.
So you wouldn't
drive-in.
Have been. You wouldn't have been there then. Is that what you're telling us?
I was trying to look. I was trying to peek. Would have I been?
That's enough.
No, I. You know, I didn't like pop music even when I only had pop music available to me, if that makes any
We're going
sense.
Back to Berwick.
All right. Yeah, Radio Free Berwick. Got to go to the Bloomberg. Thanks
All
for
right,
calling. Bye.
Later. Have a good weekend, Nick. Bye-bye.
How did he do it? Simon Le Bon. Is that how he did it? Didn't he say that once, or is that stuck in my head? Simon Le Bon of Duran Duran, born on this date in 1958. We're up against the news, my friends. Coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, we are going to be speaking with Joel Hoekstra. Now, he is with the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, getting ready for their show in November, hitting the Mohegan Sun Arena. That'll happen around 1:30 this afternoon. We'll have a discussion with him. But he's also played with Whitesnake, Night Ranger. He is the guitarist. He is so good. That conversation comes up at 1:30. We have other news to get to as well today. Dallas School District campus closed again for ongoing threats. Duryea police are searching for an ATV dirt bike rider this morning as well. And in Maine, they have told people not to leave their homes. So there's nobody on the streets at the moment. All that and so much more to come. And your point of view, more than welcome. 570-883-0098. Take part in the Nikki Stone Show on WILK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.